Another five-minute mystery. Our scene, the bachelor apartment of George Briggs in a fashionable part of town. Mr. Briggs is entertaining.
Dinner served, sir.
Thank you, Frank. Come along, gentlemen. I have a rare Bordeaux that will give our friend Max a thrill.
What is it?
Santa Mignon, 1920.
Not really.
Really? Come along. You'll find it the best wine you've ever tasted. You'll sit there, Max.
Thank you.
Bill, you over here, please.
Thank you, Briggs.
And Jerry?
Yeah. Bring on the fatted calf. Uncle Jerry will rend it limb from limb.
Right. But first... Frank.
Yes, sir?
The wine, please.
Yes, sir.
Santa Mignon, 1920. I am especially anxious that my guests try the wine first.
You know, Briggs, I have a feeling that, well, that something is about to happen here tonight.
Oh, nonsense, Jerry. You daredevil flyers are always nervous.
Yes. Gentlemen, before long, we'll be telling each other ghost stories. All right, Frank. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
One moment, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, yes? I should like you to meet Frank. The best man I've ever had.
Well, how do you do, Frank?
How do you do?
All right, Frank, you may go.
Thank you, sir.
And now, gentlemen, to see what you think of my wine. A toast to Gregory Stone.
What? Stone? Well, he's been dead 8 years, Briggs.
His picture is on the wall there. A portrait I did of him 6 months before he died. He was my best friend. Drink.
Hey.
Magnificent Bordeaux, my friend. Never tasted better, eh?
Yeah, quite right.
Thank you. And now that you've all had a drink, let me tell you why I've invited you here.
Well, I didn't know there was any particular reason, Briggs.
Well, there is. You see, one of you sitting at this table tonight murdered my friend Gregory Stone 8 years ago.
But I don't get it, Briggs. What's the game?
No game, Jerry. Just a desire on my part to watch the murderer of my friend Gregory Stone die as he died.
Do you know the man, Briggs?
It's one of you three, which I can't say, but I shall shortly find out.
How?
For years I've trailed the man who killed Stone. Finally, I found a man who'd seen the murder. That man is my valet, Frank.
Well, go on.
Each of us here tonight drank a glass of wine poured for us by Frank. One of these glasses was poisoned, and Frank gave that glass to the murderer. You're nervous, Gary.
Huh?
You knocked your glass over.
Oh, sorry,
In another minute by this clock, let me put it on the table. One of you will be dead.
It's horrible. I won't submit.
Sit down, Max, unless you want a bullet.
Here, Briggs, if this is a joke,
It's no joke, Bill. I give you my word.
If it is a joke, it's a mighty poor one.
No hysterics, Gary, if you please.
Would you mind putting that clock away? It quite unnerves me.
Time is going fast.
Please put that clock away. I can't stand it. It's driving me mad.
Perhaps, Bill, if you look at the picture of Gregory Stone hanging on the wall there, it will take your mind off the passing time.
No, don't let me die. Briggs, for heaven's sake, I'll confess. Only do something. Oh, the pain. I can feel it. I'm dying. I'm dying. You hear?
He's dead, Briggs.
Not at all, Max. He's merely fainted.
Fainted?
Certainly. There was no poison in his glass.
Oh, but then it was all a joke.
It'll be no joke for our friend Bill. He will be in a cell tomorrow morning. The rest of it was purely fictitious. My valet never saw Bill before, and there was no poison in the glass. Bill's own fear and his sense of guilt did what I thought it would.
It's a miracle.
Not at all. Merely an example of applied psychology. Here. Better give me a hand. He's coming round.